Good afternoon.
What's your thinking about being on this list?
Well, I'm less than happy about it, and I'm sure a great number of other writers are as well. And obviously the way in which Bernardi has engineered this is through a streaming service called Spotify, and all of these songs will have been licensed to Spotify, and therefore Mr. Bernardi is quite within his rights to listen to them via his Spotify account. However, there is a line, and the line is an area of arts law called moral rights. And moral rights are there to protect the integrity of the works of art.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a great deal of trouble to construct this song to be well above any kind of politics, and I believe I managed to do that, and that's where it remains to this day. So to have it associated with any politics at all is, as far as I'm concerned, compromising the integrity of the song.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you that to clarify. So it's about the song being associated with politics rather than Senator Bernardi's politics in particular?
Correct. And over the years, I've of course had any number of proposals put to me from lots of different directions. In the same way that, for example, if I was once approached by a very large mining company to use a song in an advertising campaign, now I have the right to have that song not associated with whatever I want to. That's my right as a composer.
Given, however, the service that this is going through, as you say, Spotify, it's just a Spotify user making a list. The user happens to be a politician. Do you have any legal rights with those moral rights you explained before? Do you have a legal comeback to this?
I believe there is, and what Mr. Bernardi has bought through his Spotify account is the copyright itself, but moral rights are distinct from copyright per se. They're there, as I say, primarily to protect the integrity of the works. In other words, protect against exactly this sort of thing, being associated with something that the writer doesn't wish the work to be associated with.
So what do you do now?
We've requested that he takes it down, and I'm still waiting for the publishers and the record company to get back to me on how they've gone with that.
How much time do you give the senator?
That's a question which I think is impossible to answer. Look, I think it's a bit of a stunt, really, and I think it has to be regarded that way as well. He's getting wonderful publicity out of it. Don't overlook that aspect of it as well.
Well, he's also said, as I understand it, that musicians who are on this list should be pleased for the royalties they'll get when the song is played. Here's a bit more from what he's been saying on radio this morning.
So here we go. So all of a sudden, I'm not allowed to create a playlist on a music streaming service for which I subscribe because I might be politicising it. This is nonsensical. The simple answer is take your songs off the streaming service if you don't want people to play them and support them. He gets a royalty for every time it's played. He should be thanking us.
Now, I don't think he was referring to you in that. It was another artist in that particular grab, Ivor. But he's saying, you know, take your songs off the streaming service. Plenty of people would be making playlists. So what's your response?
With respect to Mr. Bernardi's website, I think I can probably do without the minute sum that will generate. I don't think I'm going to validate his position by having too much of a position on it other than that which I take through my representatives.
Is it frustrating for you? And I ask that, I guess, in the context that the way music is being listened to has changed a lot since this song first came out. It was predominantly listened to over radio or by CD and albums that people would buy. Now we've got all these streaming services, some free, some paid for. Is it frustrating in that sense that you don't perhaps have as much control over your music?
Well, for a very long time, we didn't have the catalogue up on Spotify, nor did we have it available on iTunes. So it took a very long time for us to arrive at an arrangement with both of those entities to give them license to those songs. There's an up and a downside to just about everything, and I think the fact is that I subscribe to Spotify because it gives me the ability to dial up just about anything that's ever been recorded at a whim, and it's wonderful to be able to do that. However, this is the other side of the equation when you have to start delving into these interesting areas of copyright law. But those songs are protected, and it's in the same way that if somebody decided that they were going to use, and this has happened, for example, a great number of times, I believe, through Donald Trump's campaign in America, that songs were used at rallies that were used without permission, and those particular artists didn't want to be associated with the campaign, and they had to stop using them.
I think that seems to happen every American election campaign. An artist has a song used by a candidate at some point that the candidate hasn't requested or actually got permission to use. So it's reasonably common.
Indeed, and as I say, I went to a great deal of trouble to keep politics out of the song per se, and I've maintained that position ever since I wrote it, and it's now 30-odd years, and therefore I consider that associating it with anybody political or any issue political is a compromise of that integrity that I work so hard to achieve.
Ivor Davies, thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure.